They may watch some of it. I don't think they'll stay the whole time. But yeah, I think some of them are going to come in and watch a little bit of it. So.
Have we got our presenters here?
There's only a few. We do. Floor is yours, gentlemen. Please have a seat. Make sure, one, two things. Folks, silence your cell phones for me. And now that I say that, I'm going to do mine because I'm the worst offender at this. But make sure that the little green light is lit on the mic before you start talking, or nobody back here can hear you, and it doesn't end up on the tape, and then I have to guess at what you say, and that's very, very bad.
Can we kill these front lights?
Yeah, I can do that.
That's good. We good?
Mr. Chair, where's yours?
Okay, welcome. I'm not sure if you guys have been in front of us before or not.
Only once, a long time ago.
Okay, before any of us were here.
I don't remember any faces, to be honest with you.
Well, what we do is we're going to introduce ourselves, and we'd like to have you do the same. Then we'll have about 15 minutes or so, whatever you need, really, to make the presentation. Nick will give a staff report on their review comments. Then we'll have some Q&A, and then we'll make recommendations from the panel to the planning and zoning folks. So you're on.
All right, great. I'm Nicholas Tomaszewski. I'm with the Architect Representing Design Collective. We're here also Dan Sweeney with GLW, and David Costello and his partner Brad Canfield are sitting there. They're the owners, have tremendous vision for this project, and we're really excited to be what's in the heart, the town center of Columbia, to try and improve it as well.
Okay, we've got a new member of our board here tonight.
Hi, I'm Vivian Stone. I am the Director of Project Planning and Management at Howard County General Hospital, but I used to work at Design Collective 15 years ago. It's a while ago.
So we have no idea how tough she's going to be.
I'm Juan Rodriguez, civil engineer.
Bob Gorman, I'm a landscape architect.
I'm Sujit Mishra, architect.
And I'm Nicholas Haynes. I work for the Department of Planning and Zoning.
Do you want to add anything? Or?
No.
All right. Here we go. All right. Thanks for joining us tonight. Starting it off, this is just the original master plan for the Columbia Town Center. That's the Columbia Mall there in the center of the screen. Over here to the right, we have Lake Kittamakundi and the location of the existing Sheridan Hotel. This is the central portion of the tower, and then it moves up here to the north with the lower-level lodges. You can see there's tremendous build-out that's yet to occur as part of the master plan here, this being the waterfront area where Clyde's is located. And the idea is that as it's fitted out, it will become more of a urban setting in a way, lively pedestrian street full of activity, retail, housing, office, et cetera. And we believe that the Sheridan or the new hotel should be a part of this as well. This is an aerial view of going into a little more detail. So this has been rotated 90 degrees, but this is the lakefront area where the Clyde's is located. This is the existing tower of the hotel, conference center that spurs off its two stories, and then the low-rise lodges that come over this way. These are to be demolished as part of this project, and that density to be relocated as a part of an addition that's going to be built off of the existing 10-story tower.
The demolition and all that, that's way down the road, though. We're really just talking about the tower and the improvements to the tower right now.
Will that be developed as something?
We hope so. Yeah, we do hope so. Whoops.
Could you hit that button right on your... Yep, there.
Sorry about that. Yes. Should I go back and say what I said in the beginning, which was that the demolition that Nick references downstream as part of like a phase two, hopefully phase two, we're going through the entitlement process right now.
So part of the history of Columbia, as you all are aware, kind of the idea of Columbia is that it's found places in nature. All of the communities or the neighborhoods are rooted around these original village centers that were kind of found within the landscape and integrated into nature. And because of the era, you had a lot of these materials that showed up, board form concrete, wood plank that was similar to kind of the similar ideas that were happening out at Sea Ranch in California. And so these materials are part of the inherent, like, original resonance of the community. Likewise, as part of that nature, we're located on a site that's on one of the many lakes that's located in Columbia. And these are often another connection to nature. You've got activity that's centered around it, whether it's walking, cycling, boating, or, well, canoeing, or fishing as well. And so we see this as a part that's unique to the specific project and can be pulled in as an element that's with the greater Columbia. Of course, the thing about found spaces in nature is that sometimes they're so hidden they can't be found. And so this is the approach to the existing Sheridan Hotel along Wind Coated Circle. It's way back here in the back, and then once you arrive, it's quite a dated building that could use a little love. We're looking at mostly brick, smaller punched openings, exposed PTAC ventilation in the windows, and then it rolls down to the lake. The lake is a little, it's visible from the street, but as you move down to the back. And then there's David's favorite architectural element of the building here, the turret,
yeah, the turret.
Which is going to be revised. So recapping on the fact that it's a found space there, once we arrive, we're looking for something a little more magical, something with a little more esteem as you show up. So the idea here is that the existing hotel becomes more of a soldier building set in the back, and that you've got this new addition that takes on the prominent reveal as you come about it. Likewise, some of the materials we're pulling from are harkening back to some of the original ones of the Columbia Lake history, but in a new modern format. To give you a little more idea of what the massing is, because it is a little complex and unique, is that the existing building is located here. It's just a simple square. And the turn is located off the back, and so we're building this small wing that comes off, meets the street, and follows that street line. So it's creating a new urban edge. This is the existing conference center that's two stories tall, sporing off to the north. And then as we rotate to the lakeside, you see the same element, the new wing that comes off. The turret has been replaced and squared off with a new element that'll become a beacon for it. Again, the existing hotel is this 10-story tower, a block that occurs here. So some of the ideas that we were looking at as we started to go into this project was the fact that we'd be pulling blackened steel, glazing, and wood elements to sit inside and are nestled in the natural aspects of the site. Also pulling tactile elements such as wood from the interior, stone that are down at the ground level. And then as a new modern interpretation of sort of board form concrete, we're taking a contemporary approach with fiber cement panels that are in a slat format so that it feels a little lighter but has some of the same clean lines or character and texture. Some of the other elements that we'll be pulling in is some wood elements that occur in the soffits up above. So these are the elevations of the new addition to come off. And so you can see that the majority of it is that fiber cement panel oriented in a slat format, and that then you're introducing these smaller elements, whether it's canopy fixtures or a roof element or kind of portions at the ground level that can pull in the stone or wood elements. So you get this sort of palette that starts to balance and blend itself within the landscape and then within the surrounding context. Moving to the front of the building, you can see this is the existing portion of the hotel, and so we're going to give it a small facelift with painting it, updating a little bit of the materials, and replacing the windows. And so that begins to set back, become that soldier building amongst the more, I guess, crafted element of the new addition. Some of the other things that we're talking about with the glazing here is that up down at the ground floor, we're thinking something that's more of like an SSG butt glazed, simple, very clean line to form a glazing that's very regular, very tall. And then as you move up the building, we get something a little more playful, such as the Standard Hotel located at the High Line in New York City, where you start to get this staggering that makes it feel more like it's a field. So as the glazing moves across, you start to see some of that staggering occur here as it passes behind other elements that are more solid. The other thing you'll notice here is some of the glazing that's occurring in the existing Sheraton. So rather than the existing storefront that's put in place with larger windows, we're taking an idea of trying to make it feel like it's rooted there. It's been there longer than maybe it has been, and we've been looking at divided lights that might give it more of a warehouse feel so that when you paint it, it just seems more simple and purposeful. Some other precedents here are sort of the projections that occur at the ground level to welcome you and pull you into the building, and you're seeing some of those wood elements as well come in there. We're also looking at the black and steel. David, as a contractor himself, has always prided himself on the tectonics of how things are built and expressing some of those steel elements. So we're pulling some of those ideas and kind of creating a new entryway into the project that kind of expresses the structure itself and then also has these warm elements to welcome you. From here, you can also see the divided lights of the warehouse, some tactile qualities here, whether it's mesh that becomes a lantern on concrete columns, and the fiber cement that starts to harken back to that board form concrete. Moving around to the lakeside, this is where the existing turn occurs, and so if we square it off and begin to glaze it, it can become a beacon that you see on the lake as you're walking around it, but also when you're passing along Route 29. You'll be able to see it from both directions. And so it's starting to spur a new life. We've got activity that's going on down at Clyde's and the rest of the waterfront, and the idea is to ultimately start to pull people up the rest of the lakefront into this area. I should also note that these are some ideas that we have about the landscape in terms of ultimately terracing down and creating these hubs so that people are welcomed up from the lake as well as down from the hotel. But these are part of a future phase, and these are all kind of working ideas at this time.
And there's a few trees that are in there that we would save. So for those of you about the existing tree, we're very tree conscious. We would try to save every tree that we possibly can. There are a few trees that will come down as part of the addition.
Those similar ideas are then pulled into the interior as well. You're starting to see the black and steel, the wood elements, but ultimately the amount of glazing that connects you out to the rest of the surrounding trees and the lakeside that's happening there. This here is the lowest level, which occurs at grade with the lakeside. And so the existing portion of the hotel is described by this line, and this is the turn that occurs. The rest of the square of the hotel. Well, we have.
Or is that a mezzanine? What is the outline of that circle?
This here?
That's existing.
That's the existing turret.
Right, but why are we seeing that line? Or is that just a line in the floor?
It's just there kind of diagrammatically, but that's one complete space. Ultimately.
Okay, so that circle you won't see.
That
correct.
Circle goes away. That,
okay.
He's just showing that,
that
to show the existing outline of the building.
Got it.
So it ultimately just completely goes away.
Correct. Those are the existing columns of the tower.
Okay.
So occurring at this level, we're going to be relocating the bulk of the kitchen into the new wing so that we can phase it properly. The other
point out where the kitchen is so everybody gets the kitchen.
The kitchen is existing in this portion of the building currently. So the idea is by rerouting the kitchen over here, we can do the work in a phased way. This becomes
where's
most
the service access for that?
For the kitchen?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I mean, for trucks coming, trash.
Oh, trucks.
Loading. Loading dock.
Yeah.
Same loading dock.
Loading occurs over here outside the scope of the project. So it all comes down this hallway into here. And this is all back of house on this side of the project. Up here in the front, we've got meeting areas, conference areas, and a small fitness gym for the residents. When you go up a level, this is the true entry level to the project. So the main entry to the existing hotel is here, and we seek to maintain that. What we're also trying to do, though, is by creating a new entry here at the new wing, is bringing the restaurant from the back of the project up to the front of the project so it has its own separate identity. That way it can be a standalone as well as servicing the hotel as well. So it becomes a greater amenity that's offered to the public and has connection and a terrace and views directly down to the lake. Parts of this restaurant also then become bleed into a bar area that then comes out of here. And these are David's favorite views are up here against this glass looking down over the lake. So we wanted to maintain that as part of the restaurant as well.
What's in the lower right corner here, the new addition?
Over here?
Yeah.
This is a subset of the kitchen, so it's a smaller demonstration-style kitchen where you can have seating right up against the bar, essentially. For the most part, the kitchen downstairs serves more of the larger banquet services that are occurring in the existing conference center, and this one will be able to handle most of the load of the bar or the restaurant in slower times.
But it is our demonstration presentation-type kitchen area.
Right.
So the sitting in front of it.
Right. So the idea is that all of this is occurring right along the street, so you have a new vibrancy as you pull up to the hotel. Other things that are going on here, this is your front of house area, reception. This poche zone here includes some of the services, whether it's concierge, luggage storage, restrooms, etc. Moving up to your typical level, again, the existing building occurs in this zone here, and the idea is that each one of the rooms gets renovated. The spaces here that are not touched by the gray hatch are places that are being altered either with new units because of the turret being eliminated or the new wing here where we're taking the density of the lodge units that will be taken down and turned offline and relocating that density here. Up at the highest level, it starts to peel back and set back from the lake, and you begin to get another amenity area for the residents, or not the residents, sorry, the guests of the hotel with a pool that overlooks the lake as well. And we've also included some additional suites here for larger parties or somebody looking for a grander room. From there, I'm going to hand it over to Dan to talk about the landscape.
I'm Dan Sweeney. I'm with GLW. We were the civil engineers on the site. So here is the overall hotel site. It is all one parcel with the lodges on the northern edge and then going down to the addition, which is the very southeastern tip.
Just under 6 acres is
just,
the site.
Just under 6 acres. It's generally wooded in the back. There's the trail that kind of meanders between the CA parcel and onto the hotel property in the back. So here we zoom in on where the addition is. You can see we are taking the existing drop-off zone that's in this area, and we are closing it off to make a better entrance over here. We are relocating the two handicapped parking spaces over here. As a site, it falls about a story from front to back. And then for the landscaping, this site has an approved landscape plan that was the original site plan that was approved by the planning board. And the idea is just to take the trees that we need to take down as part of the addition and relocate them elsewhere on the site. In addition, we're also adding a few more trees to make up for the fact that about 5 or 6 trees have been taken down over the last 40 years, and we're bringing the total quantity back to what it was when the site plan was approved back in the late 70s.
And some of those trees had just...
So we're going to get the total quantity back to what was approved by the planning board in, I think it was 1979.
So the faded ones, the ones you're taking out?
In this exhibit, the faded ones are the existing trees to remain.
Oh.
And the bolder ones are the new trees. And we didn't show the trees that were coming down. But there's a few trees in this area that are coming down and a couple over here. But they're all generally smaller trees. The bigger trees are all the ones back here. And I don't think we're taking any of these trees down. In fact, we'll be adding a few more.
I think there's 3 trees off the back. It's at least 2 that are in the footprint of the proposed rear addition.
Okay. And then these are just examples. These are the pine trees that shield. The loading is back behind here. These are the pines that shield the loading, and these are just other present examples of the trees that are type of trees that are on the site.
With that, we'd like to open it up to questions and comments.
Some staff comments first.
Thank you for your presentation. Everything was very concise. Planning and zoning would like the panel to comment on a few things, as pertains to this specific project. We'd like to ask that the DAP evaluate and make recommendations towards edge treatments and transitions along the perimeter of the site as it relates to the surrounding areas, that they evaluate and make recommendations on the building materials and scale, and orientation of the building, and enhancements that they have proposed. And if you guys could make recommendations on the relationships between the proposed updates of the hotel and the immediate surrounding lakefront area, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay. I'll just start off with a couple of questions. In the materials we got from you, you had all kinds of precedent images on landscape, but you don't show anything here, and I didn't see any landscape plan.
You want to handle that?
Yeah. Obviously, how we landscape the overall, the ultimate landscaping is really important to us. We have preliminary landscaping designs that we have sort of been working on. They've not been finalized, but for the purpose of what we were doing here today, I think we decided, because of the limits of disturbance and stuff, that we wanted to show that being the least amount of disturbance right now as possible.
Actually, what you showed in your present images and in your computer 3D model here is actually kind of interesting, and to me, the interface between the lake and the hotel has always been problematic. It's always been this fortress up there that says, don't come up here.
No, we agree.
And the terracing that you're showing in this computer model is actually kind of attractive. And the images you show are terrific.
We'll have
but
it.
But I don't see anything. And I always worry when it doesn't get shown, it somehow never happens.
The biggest issue with that is there is floodplain back there, and we'll have to go through MDE to get all the permits to do that. And so in an effort to kind of separate the two work efforts, we're going forward with this now and hope to.
So will we get to see that, Nick?
The actual landscaping itself?
Well, a lot of hardscape as well, terracing and steps and walkways down to the pathway.
So landscaping that's to be provided on site will show up at site development plan stage, which the county will see and review. But Mr. Sweeney's right. Anything that occurs outside of the project boundaries, especially in the floodplain and further down towards the lakefront, that'll have to be a separate plan.
No, it just
you need special permits.
Right, special permissions from MDE and if it's in the wetlands and stuff.
So
Army
I don't think we've got an answer.
But
are we going to get to see that?
If it's unless it's been submitted here tonight, no.
So if it comes back as a new plan, will we get to see that?
If it's requested by the DAP, yes.
I'd like to formally request that we see that.
Okay.
I would. Do you want to look at that now, the future landscape concepts that we have?
Sure.
We'd love to see it. I think it's a crucial element of your plan because it's that interface between the inside and the outside and how it terraces down to the water, I think, is one of the most interesting aspects of what you're doing.
As do we. The connectivity between the lake and our hotel is the quintessential component of the whole design. It's why we bought it. It's why we own it. And
that's why I was disappointed not to see what you were doing.
it's just very much in development, still very much evolving, so we're not locking in anything at this point. It's just more, these are the concepts and what we believe are most important and should be incorporated.
But your intent is to have a direct link between the pathway around the lake and the hotel terracing. And
we want people that are coming around the lake to look at our hotel, and not just the hotel, the restaurant too, the whole F&B component of it as an amenity that they're welcome to come and enjoy.
I mean,
the biggest
disappointment with the lakefront right now is that most of those buildings don't do that.
They don't entice people to use them. We're in 100% agreement.
I have a clarification question. So are you the owner?
I am.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were part of Design Collective. So are you with...
I feel like I am.
Are you with Sheraton, or is this a Meriwether Hotel? Because some of the earlier images showed that Meriwether
I bought the property with my friend Brad Canfield and Gene Parker, who both are... they work at Meriwether as part of IMP. part owners of IMP. So we bought it together.
Okay, got
in
it.
In December of 2017.
So it's going to stay a Sheraton?
It will not stay a Sheraton.
Oh, okay.
It will be
reflagged. It will
be a Meriwether. No, it will be a Marriott. It is a Marriott. It will be under the Marriott umbrella.
Okay.
It will become what's known as an autograph collection hotel, which is, and maybe we should have given you a little bit of that information. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was confused because I saw like the giant M, and I thought this was a Sheraton. Where's the S?
No, no, it's a Marriott product. One of Marriott's brands is Autograph, which is it's actually their most desirable, most sought after, popular brand right now. We were very fortunate to get approval. They're very discriminatory. You know, they're very selective in who they allow to, you know, the properties that they want to be autographed. So we were lucky to get it. It's a four and a half star full service hotel.
So is that upgrading the caliber of
it is
the hotel
monumentally upgrading the caliber. I mean, we're going to spend $25 million on this hotel.
Okay. All right.
Just to give you a scope. A magnitude of what we're doing. I mean, we're going to spend $25 million fixing up this hotel.
And then just a couple of programmatic questions. Is it, are you adding incremental rooms, or are you just reconfiguring the floor?
We're adding 75, is it 75?
It's around that.
75 rooms as part of this addition, but we're going to take 75 rooms offline in the old lodge.
So you're just...
We're just
replacing them.
Right, because as you move up north in the lodge, first of all, those rooms are outdated.
Mm-hmm.
They're very difficult to fill, and the people that stay there don't like it.
I've been to Sheraton for other public events. I have never even knew that was part of the hotel.
It is.
Like, I never even noticed it.
So the idea would be to take 75 rooms offline, starting from the north, working south. Because the further north, it's like being in an episode of The Shining. It's like you're in the middle of nowhere, you know, and nobody wants to walk, you meander, you know, through all that, those corridors and everything. So from the north to the south, we'll take an equivalent number of rooms offline.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
I just make one other comment before we kind of open it up here. I think on the whole, it's going to be a really nice addition to the lakefront. I think the opening up the building and making it much lighter and inviting is really good. And I like the ability to get to the restaurant, you know, from the street, which has got to make that a more valuable property for you. My only question for operationally was, I'm tracing myself to the separate entrance to the restaurant and getting over to the bar, which seems a little circuitous and awkward. You know, especially if you're waiting for a table, you know, and you have to kind of wind your way through and through that other little narrow gap there. Is there, I don't know, it just seems a little awkward.
Well, so Nick has been our primary architect and the designer, but we also have an interior design firm out in New York called Dutch East, and they're like the great, I mean, they're really, really talented, and we're massaging all that right now. And that could get tweaked. We're looking at that.
Having grown up in the hotel and restaurant business, I'm always looking at those patterns.
We agree. It's a pinch point for sure.
So I don't have any architectural comments. You guys have anything you want to?
Go ahead.
Okay. So overall, I think it's a gorgeous building. I think there's a lot of beautiful, compositional things that you're doing, and it's definitely adding a lot of interest to what is a pretty plain facade. I think I had a couple of questions about, integrating it. Because right now it's a little bit like, it's pretty obvious that you're kind of turning your back on it. It's not a beautiful building, but I feel like it's a little bit of, it's very much like an appendage. So it doesn't feel like it's part of the same building. So materially, are you just painting the brick to make it the same color?
Not even the same color. We were thinking that it would be something that was complementary.
Okay, so it's not the brown. It's more in the gray color that integrates.
White.
Okay.
Yep.
And then the windows, are you replacing the punched openings? Because you had that kind of represented differently in different elevations and perspectives. So what are you doing?
The window question?
Okay.
So what's happening with the windows is the... Existing windows have what's called a PTAC unit in it.
Uh-huh, yep.
And as part of the upgrade, when you go from anything that's three-star to four-star within the Marriott, you can't have PTACs anymore.
Right.
So within the opening, which is like this, at the bottom you've got the PTAC.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were going to have to take that out no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And as we rethought it, I hate the windows.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're they're architecturally a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
The pattern is, you know, sort of weird and doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And short of ripping off the whole facade, we're trying to think of a way to improve it.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought that the best way to improve it was really to change the look.
Mm-hmm.
And so Nick and I started thinking about this idea of doing divided light windows.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're going to have to do something with those windows anyway.
Right.
So we played with it for, I don't know, 2 or 3 months back and forth, and we landed on doing this more sort of warehousey look.
Mm-hmm.
And we really like it from the inside out as
mm-hmm.
much as from the inside, from the outside in.
Mm-hmm.
If you can picture yourself standing in a room with the divided light windows, we think
mm-hmm.
it really sets up a cool image looking out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we liked it.
So you're going to central HVAC?
No, we're going to have, there'll be individual units.
Though. Okay, but it won't be the through wall
the
unit.
Turn the
Got
you
it.
Walk over to the unit, turn it up.
Right, okay.
No, they won't be there.
I think there's an opportunity just to, if you are replacing all those windows, to weave some of that, the horizontals through to the new portion of the addition. So that was one comment. The other thing is, I feel like on the back where you're trying to make that beacon, you know, it's a great idea, but then you look at the floor plan, and those are all private rooms. And I'm just wondering what you're going to do for privacy when you have floor-to-ceiling glass. Are you going to tint it? Are you going to make part of it spandrel?
Well,
or?
No, I don't think we would make any of it spandrel.
Okay.
You can answer. But,
okay.
You know, to meet all of our energy requirements, it's going to have a fairly substantial, to use your word, tint to it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I hear you that, when you're driving down Route 29, some drapes open, some drapes close
right.
at night, and they read differently.
Right.
There's not a lot we can do about that. But I do think that the glass will be, you know, heavily tinted, reflective enough to meet our energy requirements that you're not going to see it during the day.
Right.
You will read it at night, though.
Yeah.
Correct. And part of the idea...
Because it's never going to look like that.
Right.
Right.
And so part of the idea being the standard hotel as a precedent by giving the mullion pattern that playful element, the fact of the matter is when you walk under the standard hotel here, you've got the curtains that are in and out depending on who's in there and how much privacy they want. And so that just becomes another part of the facade fabric. So if you've got the playfulness of the mullions and the playfulness of the actual curtains open and closed, we think that it will read more as a field and as almost like a patterning.
So, I mean, that is that the shades – all the way, like, drawn to the floor? Oh, I was looking at the middle image.
No, it's here.
Oh, but that's not what it's going to look like.
So, for instance, this is one here that's got shades completely drawn,
yeah.
whereas the next is the shades are pulled back to one point. Some of them are halfway. And so the idea is that our mullion pattern is also staggering, similar in ours. You can begin to see it here. It actually staggers as it goes up. And
oh,
so
it's hard to tell. I can't see the mullions, but that's your concept, is to have it be more textured than just kind of monolithic.
Right. You might be able to see it a little more.
Oh,
in here.
I see. Uh-huh.
So that way it actually seems a little bit purposeful,
uh-huh.
the fact that you're going to have irregularity.
I have a question in that this presentation. I see the stairs connecting to the back. What is the plan after that? Any amenities in there, or what you guys planning to do there?
Right. So that it's almost like we're concealing stuff up our sleeve there momentarily, but there's a greater kind of design sense which is shown here. So that stair that you're seeing is actually this one temporarily.
Okay.
And the idea is that you'll have these terraces that spill off and invite people from the lake upward and people from the hotel downward, so that you're kind of having these mix of activities. And so rather than just having one cluster that might get rather crowded, you could actually spill down and maybe have a drink or some food down in more of like this garden atmosphere. So if we go ahead to some of the landscape stuff here, you might have these secluded elements that start to find themselves in the garden, where you could have different fire pits or trellises or shade structures that start to create new spaces within there.
Hold on that for a second. no, the next one.
Oh.
That has an awful lot of appeal. I assume that, and maybe you don't, but I assume you're going to have to do some kind of stormwater management.
We have that design.
And it would be interesting to incorporate it into these terraces in rain gardens or something as you work your way down. Mm-hmm. Is that the intent?
Absolutely.
Yes. For the future phases, none of that's on the plan right now, but the future phases will incorporate stormwater.
It would be nice to have some water that works its way down, too. Right. I mean, even if it's just rainwater when it, you know, like a kinetic rain drain.
Right. We proposed something similar in Roslyn recently, where we've got about 16 feet of grade change. We had these different terraces. And so we're creating weirs that kind of staggered down to, so that when you did have a rain event, it became part of the magic of the space.
I mean,
as
it's not a fountain because you don't want to get into the mess of dealing with that because you'll never have it on after a couple of years. But if it's a rain event that works its way down, that could really be kind of interesting.
Yep. And ironically, on the backside, on the other side of the backside, it's interesting that the storm drain from the whole parking lot, everything actually outfalls through our property, and there's this sort of...
It's
a little creek that runs right through it. It's really cool, you know, so it's kind of capitalizing on the same thing over here. But we definitely get, you know, the need to do something nice on the backside there.
Given the fact that it's a different process because you're dealing with a floodplain, do you have any kind of sense of when you're going to be able to resolve the design issues from the hotel down to the pathway?
Next couple months. Right.
Yeah, we've probably only spent a little bit of time kind of with these initial concepts. It's always been here in the, not necessarily the back of our minds, but it's the forefront of part of the design. But we kind of put it on the back burner of actually resolving all the landscape until we could get the building a little more developed and refined and ahead of schedule.
And we need to get our interior designer on, you know, in tune with what we're doing and get them on board, we went through a really exhaustive process to pick out our interior designer.
What's your timetable for doing this?
A year. We'd like to deliver this portion of the job within a year, 14 months. We're definitely in an accelerator. We want to build it as quick as we can.
Great. Anything else?
Yeah. I think it's really nice piece, and overall it really looks good. Let me ask you one question. So the existing one has like a whole overall brick. Was there any reason to completely not use the brick in the new addition at all?
Nick, you want to answer? I mean, we felt like that the two needed to be complementary but not speak too closely to one another because it would just look like a miss. Mm-hmm. You know, we felt like there needed to be a contrast between the two.
Especially with the massing, as you kind of see in the massing diagram, it seems like a little complex. So the idea is that we could separate the existing building as its own separate entity. It almost like simplify the forms mm-hmm. and start to give it, I guess, a little more logic to what this new wing that's coming off of it is.
And it's so monolithic as it is. You know,
right.
We wanted anything but
monolithic.
Right, but at the same time, if you don't treat the existing building in some way, like color-wise or anything, you don't want to, you know, the existing building look like a left behind or something like that.
Well, the mullions and everything are going to match, mm-hmm. you know, of the storefront, the openings. The brick will be painted a color that is complementary with the products that we're incorporating into the new. So I do think that they're going to blend with one another.
Yeah, because we don't see any of those kind of render image in this one. So that's kind of confusing. Another question is that roof element where you have kind of a little bit slanted or
eyebrow?
Featured roof, probably you call it. I mean, I like it. But how do you think that is... explaining in overall composition of the building and also in the surrounding architecture in Columbia downtown?
Well, it was part of it of the same era that this development of Columbia was occurring. Mm-hmm. I mean, the idea of these village centers is rooted in early ideas about sustainability, mm-hmm. you know, having the resources available to you within walking distance, et cetera. And so we were looking at this primarily as a new marker and an icon to the project, but also a shade structure for the amount of glass that's occurring at that top level, mm-hmm. so that we could take advantage of the views of the lake, express them, but also at the same time do it in a responsible manner.
I think what we might be seeing is a little bit of an exaggeration in this rendering from the
right.
section.
Exactly.
If you go to the section you have there, I think it's a little more refined.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, this one looks.
I mean, it just looks like it's taking off
exactly.
and that's rendering it.
It's like a flying somewhere else.
But the wood, you know, accentuating the wood, you know, we like the, we want that softening. There are a lot of hard
yeah.
surfaces in Columbia recently, and we don't always think that, particularly on the lake,
mm-hmm.
I think it has to feel more natural with the lake, and so it was very important to us to incorporate some wood tones into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the proportions look a lot better in this than it does in that
these
watercolor
along
right.
than that watercolor, right?
Yeah.
The loose sketch.
Yeah. last question I have is, apart from meeting the minimum green standard, are you doing anything more than that? You just mentioned sustainable architecture, anything?
We're using rainwater for irrigation. We have a cistern for the stormwater management that will collect rainwater from the new roof that they will use to irrigate some of the back on.
Any rooftop garden, anything, any feature?
We really don't have room for a rooftop garden because most of it's being chewed up with other stuff and a lot of it's existing. As far as sustainability,
mm-hmm.
You know, most of our products are going to be fairly friendly from a sustainability standpoint.
Locally sourced or, you know, renewable resources.
Renewable a bunch.
Okay, so that means kind of meeting the minimum standard.
We would try to exceed the minimum standard.
Okay.
I think we would have a hard time. Just because the addition is so small compared to everything else, I think we'd have a hard time, like, hitting lead gold. I don't know that we could get there even under any circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, certainly we would try to exceed the minimum.
Like the glass you have, which direction exactly it is? North, south? More glass you have?
Right. North is, in these images. North in this case is this direction here.
Okay.
So this is the southern face.
Right.
So more of an east kind of more glassy area is in the east.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What, your beacon side is east?
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
That's to the east.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
I'd like to make a formal motion that I really appreciate your description of the interface with the lake and how it's going to terrace and all that, but I'd like for the DAP to see your final landscape plans and hardscape plans for that, even if we just get sent those and not call them back for it.
Yeah. We're happy to come back. Present it to you.
Well, we'd be happy to have you come back.
Yeah, we could do that. Sure. Yeah.
So I make a motion that you do come back and show us the all the site work and how you're dealing with stormwater and access.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Can I add one more thing? I'd like to see the further development of the elevations just to address some of the concerns with integration with the existing facade and
mm-hmm.
kind of maybe more articulation of that glass wall in the back.
I second that.
The landscape thing, this your approval wouldn't be pending that, though. You're just making a request that we bring it to you into the future and get that approved by as a subsequent event.
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you want to keep moving.
We want to keep moving. You know, it's just, you know, I own Brad and my office right next to it, and I just don't like it.
And we don't want to hold you up at all. So whenever you're ready, just let Nick know.
It needs to get fixed up.
Is that?
That's fine. I mean, we could handle it with a direct submission if you like. If the design team wants to forward me any surrounding, you know, landscaping, you know, plans and stuff you have, I'd be happy to forward them directly to the DAP members. We can do a direct submission if that's what the board wishes.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for your time.
Look forward to seeing you next time.